بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the one who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the world, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. We carry on with the lessons in explaining the statements in the Salah. And in the previous lesson, we went through some of the different types of Dua al-Istiftah. And remember from last week, Dua al-Istiftah, it is the first Dua which is made after Takbiratul Ihram. And it is only said in the first rak'ah of any salah, nafal or fard. And also its ruling is, it is mustahab. It is recommended for a person to say, but if a person doesn't say it, whether it's forgetfully or even intentionally, then the salah, it is still valid. And in the previous lesson, we went through a number of different types of dua. Tayyib was the first one. Who's got the book with them? Safras was the first one. That's the first one. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarak ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha illa ghayruk. And then? Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriki wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqini min al-khatayaya kama yunqa al-thawb al-abyadu min al-danas. And then Allahumma ghsilni bil-ma'i wa thalji wal-bard. Then after that?
اللهم اغسل خطاياي بالماء والثلج. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا
طيبا مباركا فيه. And then we finished at that. And we also mentioned the fourth one, which isn't in the booklet. وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. All of these different types of du'as have been mentioned. And the du'a after that, which a person can also say, is Allahu Akbar Kabira, Walhamdulillahi Kathira, Wa Subhanallahi Bukratan Wa Asila. And this du'a, it has been narrated from the hadith of Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, in Sahih Muslim. And that is Allahu Akbar Kabira. والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, who narrates this hadith, he said after narrating the hadith, he said, ما تركتهن منذ ما سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقولهن. He said, I've never abandoned saying this dua since I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say these words. And this statement of the narrator Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma shows a number of things. First of all, fadl al-sahaba, the virtue of the companions. That whatever they saw from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to act upon it. Secondly, ta'azim al-sunnah, how much they used to honor and respect the sunnah and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thirdly, ahmiyatul amal bil ilm, the importance of acting upon our knowledge. So, in fact, it is narrated from Imam Malik, rahimullah, I think, that he said that I have never ever come across a hadith except that I have acted upon it at least once. Any hadith which they came across, they used to act upon it at least once. If it was from Imam Malik. He said so much so that when I came across the hadith of hijama, of cupping, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave the one who cupped him a dirham as a gift, Imam Malik, he went and he got cupping done upon himself, and then he gave dirham as a gift. And this was how much the Sahaba alayhi ridwanullah and the Imams and the Salaf who came after them, how much they used to venerate the Sunnah. And therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see a hadith or ayat from the Quran, it isn't correct for us, especially since we claim to be from Ahlul Sunnah and the followers of the way of the Salaf, to not implement these ahadith. And of course the ahadith and the ayat are two types. There are those commands which are wajib or haram, these we have to do. And then there are those commands which are recommended or they are disliked. And this, the more a person does, the more reward there is. The more a person leaves from the makruhat, then the more the reward there is. As for that which is wajib, then a person has to do. But from the greatest matters which are wajib is, for example, growing the beard. And this is from the actions of the righteous people. So you will see the prophets and the messengers and the awliya and the salihin and the shuhada, and even today, the ulama, the thullab al-ilm, the imams of the masjid, all of them you see venerating this sunnah. And for the sisters, the hijab and other matters. Ala kulli hal, the first statement which is mentioned is Allahu Akbar. And we said that Allah, this is the name of the one true deity, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Akbar, meaning he is the greatest. Akbaru min kulli shay. He is greater than everything. So anything which exists, Allah is greater. And everything or anything which you could possibly imagine or comes to your mind, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is greater. And we said in normal Arabic, this word Akbaru, At-Tafdeel, greater in Arabic, they say greater than something. So you say, for example, Bayti, my house, Akbaru min Baytika, it is greater than your house. They say Ahmad Atwalu min Muhammad, Ahmad is taller than Muhammad. There's always something which is mentioned because you're comparing two things. But here we say Allahu Akbar, and we don't mention what He's greater than. And this shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's greater than everything. So there's no need for a person to compare between the one who is greater and the one that he is greater than. And in these two words, Allahu Akbar, there are two attributes of Allah which we affirm. Two qualities of Allah which we affirm. From the word Allah, Al-Uluhiyyah. And the meaning of Al-Uluhiyyah is the sole right of Allah for worship. Because as a person, if you accept there is only one creator, He is the one who has created you and created the rest of creation, then it necessitates that you worship Him alone. And this is why Muslims, they don't worship idols, they don't worship people, they don't worship prophets and messengers. Because these idols and these prophets and messengers, did they create others or were they themselves created? They themselves were created. And so we worship the Creator and not those who were created. So this is the first attribute, Al-Uluhiyyah, from the word Allah. The second attribute is from the word Akbar, and it is Al-Kibriya. And Al-Kibriya is also from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the meaning of Al-Kibriya is greatness, magnificence. All of this comes under Al-Kibriya, Al-Azama. Al-Azama means Allah is Al-Azim, the greatest. Al-Jalala, Al-Ulu, Allah is most high. All of this is contained in Al-Kibriya. And we say Allahu Akbaru Kabira. Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he mentioned that there is a verb missing from Allahu Akbaru Kabira. Because Kabira, it is mansub, it's a benefit of the Arabic language. Al-Muhim, there's a verb which is missing. And this verb which is missing is Allahu Akbar Kabartu Kabira or Dhakartu Kabira. That Allah is the greatest, I have mentioned Him who is great. Or I have magnified Him who is great. And then you say Walhamdulillahi Kathira. And all type of hamd is for Allah, Kathira, a lot. And what is the meaning of Alhamd? From last week's lesson, who can remember the meaning of Alhamd? Now, who can remember the meaning of Alhamd from last week's lesson? Anybody? Before I start picking, surprise. سليمان الحمد طيب من الله
The praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وصف المحمود بالكمال محبة وتعظيما. It is to attribute to Allah every statement of perfection out of our love for Him and out of our veneration of Him. This is the meaning of Alhamd. وصف المحمود بالكمال. That you are describing Allah, the one who is praised, you are describing Him with every type of perfection. Out of your love for Him and out of recognizing His greatness. And then we say, وَسُبْحَانَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And Subhanallah, bukra, meaning in the morning, the early part of the day. وَأَصِيلًا, in the evening, i.e. the latter part of the day. And the meaning of Subhanallah is تَنْزِيهُ اللَّهِ عَنْ كُلِّ نَقْسٍ وَعِيمٍ. That Allah is free from every type of weakness, imperfection or deficiency. This is the meaning of Subhanallah. تَنْزِيهُ اللَّهِ عَنْ كُلِّ نَقْسٍ وَعِيمٍ. That we glorify Allah, we free Allah from any type of imperfection or deficiency. And why do we say بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا? Why do we glorify Allah in the morning and the evening? There's two possible explanations. The first explanation is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made angels of the day and made angels of the night. So the angels of the day, they have their responsibilities, and the angels of the night, they have their responsibilities. So we mention at-tasbih, we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning, so the angels of the morning can bear witness, and we glorify Allah in the evening, so the angels of the night can also bear witness. This is one explanation that the ulama have given. The other explanation is because the night and the day, this is a clear sign of change. In the day there is clear light, and in the night the light goes away and there is clear darkness. So what we see around us, it is changing. However, we remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change. So even though Bukratan wa asila, the night and the day changes, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change. He is perfect, He is glorified, and He is free from every error and every weakness or deficiency. So this dua, Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila, it contains three things. First of them is at-ta'zeem, and this is Allahu Akbar. You are mentioning how great and magnificent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Secondly, ithbatul kamal. You are affirming perfection for Allah. And this is alhamd. Because the meaning of alhamd is to attribute perfection to Allah. And then there is at-tanzih. And the meaning of at-tanzih is to free Allah and glorify Allah above every imperfection and deficiency. And this is absolute perfection. That you affirm perfection for Allah, and at the same time you free Allah from every type of imperfection. And then we come to the second dua in this lesson, and it is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Dhul Malakut, Wal Jabarut, Wal Kibriya, Wal Azama. And this dua, it has been mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood. In this dua, first we mention Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and we explain the meaning of Allahu Akbar, and then some attributes of Allah are mentioned. Al-Malakut, Wal-Jabarut, Wal-Kibriya, Wal-Azama. Three attributes. Al-Malakut, Wal-Jabarut, Wal-Kibriya, Wal-Azama. And Al-Malakut, this is from the attribute of Allah, Al-Mulk. That Allah has complete, the dominion is for Allah, the kingdom is for Allah, He is the one who owns, everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this word malakut is on the pattern of fa'alut. And fa'alut, this is for al-mubalagha, for greater emphasis. That we are emphasizing the mulk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-malakut from al-mulk, al-jabarut from al-jabar, al-rahamut from al-rahma, al-rahabut from al-rahba, and so on and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-malik. He is the one who has complete control of everything, complete ownership of everything. And Allah said in Surah Ali Imran, Allahumma malik al-mulk, O Allah, and You are the owner of every type of kingdom, of all dominion, of every world, the kingdom of the plants, the kingdom of the animals, the kingdom of the birds and the fish, the kingdom of the humans and the jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, You give authority to whoever You want. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ, And You take away authority from whoever You want. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, You honor whoever You will. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, And You dishonor, humiliate whoever You will. وَبِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ, And all goodness is in Your hands. This is the meaning of Malakut, from Al-Mulk. And then the second attribute is Al-Jabarut. And Al-Jabarut is from the attribute Al-Jabar, which is Al-Qahra, which basically means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He overpowers everything else. He subjugates everything else. Everything is under the decree of Allah. Nothing can escape the power and the might and the subjugation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His names is Al-Jabbar. And from His names is Al-Qahhar. And also in the Quran, Al-Qahir. All of these three names are mentioned, and they mean the same thing. Al-Qahir, Wal-Qahhar, Wal-Jabbar, all of them mean the one who has Al-Jabr, Wal-Qahir, meaning the one who overpowers, the one who overcomes. He is the mighty, He is the powerful, nothing can overcome Him. He subjugates. All of this comes under Al-Jabr wal-Qahr. And Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimullah, he mentions that the Al-Jabr, it has three meanings. Al-Jabr, the subjugation of Allah, the overpowering of Allah, it has three meanings. First, he said, Jabr al-Quwwa, that Allah subjugates with His strength. And this is Al-Qahr. So because Allah is the Almighty, Allah is the All-Powerful, He is Al-Qahhar, He subjugates with His strength. And every other Jabbar, every other powerful person, every other strong person is under the strength of Allah, is under the subjugation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second type of Jabbar is Jabbar Ar-Rahman, is the subjugation of Allah with His mercy. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy is that the poor one becomes rich. This is from the Jabbar of Allah. Allah subjugates a person. He's poor, He gives him wealth. He's weak, He gives him strength. He's ill, He gives him health. And so on and so forth. And then there is Jabbar al-Ulu, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the most high, the most elevated. He is above the heavens and above the earth. And also all of His attributes are the most elevated. And then the third attribute in this dua is Al-Kibriya wal-Azama. And they mean the same thing. Al-Kibriya wal-Azama, meaning Allah is the greatest, the most magnificent. He is the perfect in His essence, in His that. He is perfect in His existence. He is perfect in all of His attributes. And then the third and the final dua mentioned from the types of dua al-istiftah is اللهم رب جبرائيل وميكائيل وإسرائيل فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك بما كانوا فيه يختلفون اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. And this dua, it was narrated by Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha in Sahih Muslim. So we say Allahumma, and the meaning of Allahumma is Ya Allah. So the essence, the beginning of Allahumma, it was Ya Allah. And then the Ya was taken away, and the Mim was added to the end, and it becomes Allahumma, which means O Allah. Meaning you are supplicating and invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma Rabb, And Ar-Rabb is one of the names of Allah. The meaning of Ar-Rabb is Al-Mutafarrad Bil-Rububiyyah, is the one who you have to single out in every aspect of Lordship. Meaning, Allah is the one, Allah is unique in His absolute creation. He creates absolutely. Allah is Al-Khaliq, Al-Raziq, Al-Malik, Al-Mudabbir. Allah is the creator, Allah is the provider and the sustainer, Allah is the owner, and Allah is the one who is in control of everything. This is the meaning of Rabb. And that's why Tawheed Ar-Rububiyyah, it means Ifradullah bil Khalq al-Tam, wal Mulk al-Tam, wal Rizq al-Tam. That you single out Allah, that He is the absolute creator, and the absolute provider, and the absolute owner. Why do we say absolute? Why at-tam? Why al-mutlaq? Because humans also create. We create things. We create the mobile phone. We create technology. We create things. But Allah is the absolute creator who creates from nothing to existence. So our action of creating, we take something which already exists and then we make something else. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created everything from non-existence, from being nothing. And why do we say Ar-Rizq At-Tam? That we have to single out Allah, that He is the one who has absolute sustenance. Because we also provide for each other, we also sustain each other, but absolute sustenance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Al-Mulk At-Tam, that for Allah is absolute ownership. Because people, humans, we also own. We own our cars, we own our houses. They are kings, they are rulers. But the absolute ownership is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything, it goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma malik al-mulk. Allah, the owner of all kingdom and dominion. Rabba Jibra'il wa Mika'il wa Israfil. We say, O Allah, the Lord of Jibra'il, Mika'il, Israfil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created many angels. And in this dua, Allah specifies three angels. And He specifies these three angels, tashreefan wa ta'zeeman lahum, to honor them and to emphasize their nobility. Why? Because the world, they have been made responsible for the running of the world. Jibreel alayhi salam, he was made responsible for al-wahy, for revelation. And Mika'il is made responsible for the wind and the rain and the crops. And Israfil has been made responsible for the blowing of the trumpets on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Then we say, Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard, creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. Alim al-Ghaybi wa-Shahada, and He is the one who has complete knowledge of Al-Ghayb wa Shahada. Al-Ghayb is that which we do not know, and Al-Shahada is that which we know and we can see. So humans, we don't know what we do not know, because it is Al-Ghayb. But that which we see and experience, we know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Alim al-Ghaybi wa Shahada. He is the one who has complete knowledge of everything which is unknown to the human beings, and everything which is also known to the human beings. أَنْتَ تَحْكُمُ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكَ بِمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. O Allah, You will judge between the people in that which they used to differ upon. Meaning on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will reward the one who used to believe in Him. And Allah will punish the one who used to disbelieve in Him. On the day of resurrection, Allah will reward the one who showed obedience to Him, and if He chooses to punish, He will punish those who disobey Him. On the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, Allah will reward the one who was oppressed, and He will punish if He chooses the one who used to oppress. And this is the meaning of this dua. اهدني لمختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك. Guide me to that which the people have differed over regarding the truth by Your permission. And this shows us that guidance is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person seeks guidance, he only seeks guidance from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy, is that any person, Muslim or non-Muslim, if he's sincere in wanting guidance, then Allah will guide him. Even if the person was a non-Muslim, and he calls out to Allah, he calls out to that single creator, the single God, that, oh Allah, the one who has created everything, oh creator, guide me to the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him. And Allah said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You, O Muhammad, you do not guide whoever you will, but Allah guides whoever He wants. You do not guide whoever you love, but Allah guides whoever He wills. And Allah said in the Quran, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. And whoever Allah wants to guide, He opens his heart to an Islam. So the greatest guidance and the greatest goodness that a person can have is to be guided from disbelief to Islam. From not believing in Allah to believing in Allah. This is the greatest belief. إِنَّكَ تَهْدِي مَنْ تَشَاءِ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. O Allah, You guide whoever You want to the straight path. And what is the straight path? It is the path of Islam. It is the path which leads a person to paradise. It is the path which gives a person happiness and contentment in this dunya, in this world, and in the hereafter. It is the path of all of the prophets and the messengers. From Nuh, Noah, and Ibrahim, Musa, Moses, Isa, Jesus, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the different types of dua a person can say at the beginning of the salah. And if you think about all of the du'as which we have mentioned in the previous lesson and in this lesson, you will see that they all contain the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, affirming perfection to Allah, glorifying Allah from every type of weakness, mentioning the strength and the magnificence and the exalted status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is At-Tawheed. This is the fruit of At-Tawheed. We should remember, brothers and sisters, that knowing Tawheed, it doesn't mean that you know the definition of Tawheed and you know Tawheed is three types, Rububiyyah, Uluhiyyah, Al-Asma wa Sifat, and you know the evidences of Tawheed. This is not only Tawheed. But the result of Tawheed is that your love of Allah has to increase. Your fear of Allah has to increase. Your veneration of Allah has to increase. Your certainty, your yaqeen in Allah, it has to increase. And when we say these du'as, we have to contemplate what we are saying. The greatest problem that we have today is that we don't understand the salah. So we will go through these du'as and these statements, and we haven't felt the perfection of Allah. We don't realize the great might of Allah, the power of Allah. Everything is under the control of Allah because we don't contemplate the du'as which we are saying. So when a person prays the salah, we have to think about these meanings. When you say, Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'ad bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib. Oh Allah, distance me from sins as You have distanced between the east and the west. Think about what you are saying. Know that this is a dua which you are making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned previously, the sunnah is that you don't mention all of these du'as together. But in different types of salah, In the different salawat, you mentioned different types of dua. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.